With me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez. She is the editor for The Pulse, which is featured in the Las Cruces Sun News each and every Thursday. Lorena, welcome to KRWG.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing for us here each and every single Friday.
Okay. So I'm coming in, and I'm just giving you guys kind of a sneak preview of what's happening this weekend. And then you can find all the other information, because this will only be like the tip of the iceberg. So you can find all the other information at the Sun News website, on our Facebook page, and of course in the newspaper. But wanted to touch on some really great events that you all might be interested in going to.
Well, one of the events that we've talked about here at KRWG is the event that's taking place tonight. It's the CARE fundraiser promoting colon cancer awareness.
Do you guys have anyone participating?
Not this year.
Not this
but
year?
But we will next year.
We got three people from the Sun News participating. So we got a sneak preview the other day. One of them was trying to, one of the guys, this is a fundraiser. It's called Hot Legs for Cancer Aid Resource and Education. So it's promoting Colon Cancer Awareness Month. So a bunch of guys are going to get together and compete, see who has the best legs. They're going to be walking in heels. One of our, one of the workers was practicing the other day in our office, and it was a lot of fun to watch that. So that's actually going to be tonight, 6:30 at the Convention Center.
And Las Cruces International Fest is taking place this Saturday at Pioneer Women's Park.
Yeah. So it's a kind of a change of venue. Last year it was at the Convention Center. This year it's at Pioneer Women's Park. So we're hoping for some really great weather. Fingers crossed it's not too windy. But I went to this last year. It was so much fun. It was my first time going. My friend and I enjoyed the food. Was probably like the best part of it.
Now, this is International Foods, mm-hmm. correct?
International Foods. I believe it said on the press release that we got that there are 1,300 students at NMSU from 80 different countries that study here. That and they usually participate in this because NMSU's International and Borders program is one of the things that puts this together. So we have a bunch of different students and people from different countries that are showing off their culture, food, art, dress. It's really like a nice open environment. If you've never been, it's a very comfortable open environment where you can ask a lot of questions and learn a lot of things. So, no. And it's free.
And it is free. That's the key. It's free. And, you know, one event that I've never had an opportunity to make it to, and it's something that I always say I'm going to make it, but I never get a chance to, mm-hmm. is the annual opening of the Trinity site, which is set for this Saturday, for tomorrow.
Yes. This is also a free event. So Trinity site, if you don't know, is where they tested the first atomic bomb. They don't open this up. I think they cut back on how often they open this up. So this is kind of a rare thing that only happens once, twice a year, if that. It's going to be at White Sands Missile Range. There's a shuttle that you can take for free, or you can drive in with your family through Stallion Gate. And it's open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. And it's really kind of a part of history. It's a chance for you to learn about this and see what New Mexico kind of was a part of in this time period.
The role that mm-hmm. New Mexico played in mm-hmm. during the Second World War, and, you know, how secretive it was.
Yes.
And to really, you know, be there as you watch all the history films, mm-hmm. you know, to be part of it and to really just take it all in.
Yes.
Well, Lorena, I look forward to talking to you each and every week with your Weekend Pulse on KRWG.
Thank you.